This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Researchers and investors are thrilled by nanotechnology, which makes very small products or materials working on a tiny scale. Nanotubes, for instance, tiny tubes of carbon atoms, are some of the strongest fibers we have.
They could be used in everything from batteries to medication, but researchers wonder, are they safe?
A new study in mice suggests that at least one kind of carbon nanotube could be as harmful as asbestos. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
Andrew Maynard says if you looked at a jar full of carbon nanotubes, it wouldn't look like anything special.
It's a very light, fluffy, black powder.
And you've never, like, smelled this stuff or inhaled it or anything?
I've avoided that studiously.
Maynard studies nanotechnology, science, and policy at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, D.C. He says, under a powerful microscope, you can see that some carbon nanotubes look like fibers.
It can be anything from what looks like a very open spider's web to a tangled ball of wool to a very, very long, straight, thin fibers.
So scientists wondered if long, thin nanotubes could act like asbestos fibers, the mineral that used to be used in everything from car brakes to insulation until it was linked to diseases, like a cancer called mesothelioma. In the new study, scientists took long carbon nanotubes and injected them into the bellies of mice. It's a way to see if the fibers could create biological changes that lead to that cancer. And they did. Maynard says the results are preliminary, but troubling.
This study clearly shows that there is a possibility of danger here.
Maynard and his colleagues published the finding this week in the journal Nature Nanotechnology, and it's getting a lot of attention.
It made me very pensive.
Vicky Colvin is a chemist at Rice University who works on nanomaterials.
It made me pensive because of the potential cause for alarm that people could have in seeing asbestos connected in some way to a nanomaterial.
She says she hopes the potential risk isn't exaggerated, because this is just one nanomaterial in one early study. And unlike asbestos, research into potential health impacts of nanotechnology is coming long before the materials are in widespread use. So scientists can test theories about risk. For example, this particular study saw no effect from shorter, curly carbon nanotubes that don't resemble asbestos fibers. Plus, while all that testing is going on, manufacturers of nanotubes can take steps to protect workers.
Workers are essentially the first people in society to be exposed to new technologies, and nanotechnology is no exception.
Paul Schulte is with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. The Institute has already made some recommendations about safety equipment and best practices, but he says there's still a long list of open questions about nanomaterials. How can they enter the body? Once they're inside, where do they go and what do they do? How can scientists measure people's exposure? But Schulte says his agency only spends a few million dollars a year trying to answer those questions.
That money is just a drop in the bucket to address all that.
And that money is just a small fraction of the billions of dollars that the federal government has invested in developing nanotechnology. But Congress may soon be making some changes. It's considering legislation that would require the government to make health and safety research more of a priority. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.